Doctors who treat cancer say the bill signed into law by Governor Jim Doyle at UW Hospital and Clinics today will give patients access to the latest and sometimes best treatment. The governor says cancer patients should have insurance coverage no matter what treatment they choose. Individuals benefit, Doyle says, and so may society, because more research could lead to better treatment and prevention of the disease.
It will encourage people to participate in cancer research, which can ultimately save many more lives.
Doyle lost his own father to cancer. So did Karen Warmke of Janesville. And while her dad was sick, doctors discovered she had breast cancer. Warmke signed up for free treatment offered in clinical trials, something she supports, and says insurance companies should too.
We have the know-how, we have the medical capabilities, but we need to know that people are going to be able to be covered by their insurance. We need to know that cancer is going to be adequately funded.
Warmke says the state's action is a good first step in a national goal of finding a cure for cancer. The man who previously directed the National Cancer Institute predicted the U.S. would find a way to end death and suffering from cancer within 9 years. The timeline of 2015 set by Andrew von Eschenbach has been criticized by some medical professionals as too optimistic. President Bush has nominated Eschenbach to head the Food and Drug Administration, an agency where he's currently acting chief. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.